All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. There's a brand new movie coming out on the 18th of this month, video on demand. It's called Andy Somebody. It is an action comedy starring our guest, Jeremy M. Evans. Jeremy, welcome to the show. Action comedy. I like the combo, kind of like a 48 hours type of thing.
Exactly. Thanks for having me on, Sports Byline. How you doing?
Pretty good. So take us through a little bit. How did this all come together?
Yeah. Well, I had a pilot out at CBS. We were about ready to go, getting all ready for that. And then this little thing called COVID hits and they shut us down. Out here in LA, it was really bad. I'm sure I know it's bad for everybody, but LA was particularly bad. They just shut everything down. And I called a friend of mine and I said, hey, let's, I asked to borrow $40 so he and I could go to a bar and talk ideas, because I wanted to pivot to a film. And so we went to this bar called Snake Pit on Melrose. Had a few drinks and talked about ideas, what we could do for a film, and that's how Andy Somebody got started.
The Snake Pit, not to be confused with the Viper Room.
No, not the Viper Room. We wouldn't be able to hear each other in the Viper Room, but yeah, quiet little bar, Snake Pit, and yeah, we had to do something. CBS was over. When your pilot gets busted, it happens fast. They don't care about your feelings. And Queen Latifah, her TV show took over, and that was it.
Wow, the Equalizer got you.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember hearing an interview, I think it was on Letterman years ago, Michael J. Fox, and he got to Hollywood, and he was Michael Fox, and they said, we already have one with SAG, and so they said, use your middle initial, and his middle initial was A, and they said, well, Michael A. Fox sounds pretty presumptuous, so he's like, all right, how about Michael J. Fox? You know, it's the same thing with Michael Keaton, whose name is Michael Douglas, and I was like, we already have one of those. So for you, adding in the middle initial, what was the decision there?
You know, it was Jeremy Evans is a pretty common name. That's when you want, you know, something super sexy as your first name, because Evans, Jeremy. So I had to use the M as my middle name, Michael. And that's the only reason that happened, is just too common a name.
So take me through, I mean, Hollywood is littered with whatever, broken dreams. I mean, everybody, every barista and waiter is waiting for their callback if they can get it. It is a cutthroat business, as you were just saying. When did you find that you had that little X factor to get above everybody else?
You know, the thing, I'm used to having my heart broken. I'm a Cubs fan, so I've been a Cubs fan my whole life. I grew up in a household full of St. Louis Cardinal fans, so you can imagine how that is. So I had to really fight for it. Same thing in Hollywood. I mean, the thing that sets me apart is I'm a writer and a director as well. I mean, I came up in Chicago at Improv Olympic. You know, I do stand up. I wrote sketches at Second City in Chicago. So failure, when you get used to failure, it just doesn't hurt as much. And, you know, I don't have an attitude. I came out to LA by myself, you know, so anything that I did was totally on me. So that helps. And when you grow up a Cubs fan, you're used to failure, you're used to big expectations and then falling to pieces, then you regroup, you sign a couple old veterans, and you make the best of it. But setting me apart, I think just being a writer, writing my own material, so I don't have to, you know, my thing's not auditioning. My next film, I wrote myself, it's called The Legacy, and we're going to be doing that, shooting that in Illinois later this year, September, and that's about a guy that falls apart after he throws the big interception in the high school football game, and he's trying to take over his dad's business. So just, you know, being a writer, being a director, you know, it's kind of like sports, man. The more you can do, they tell you, and when you get drafted late rounds, like the more you can do, that's how you get on the team. You know, I wrote sketch and all that, and just the more you can do, that's how you get going in this business.
So growing up, were you in Cardinals country and you were just a Cubs fan to be a contrarian, or is there another reason why you were a Cubs fan?
You know what, dude? I'm 43 years old, and I remember 1989 when the Cubs they went to the playoffs and they played the Giants. And I fell in love with Wrigley Field, and I have an older brother, so it's part hatred of him as a child. No, man, when you see Wrigley Field and you grow up in the state of Illinois, I didn't grow up in Chicago, but I grew up a couple hours south of there. When you see Wrigley Field, I don't see how you could be a fan of anybody else. Like, you know, kid growing up in Massachusetts, man, like you see Green Monster, you see all that. I just love the Cubs. And you know, they had a good year when I was 10 years old. And I fell in love with it. I loved the Ivy. I begged my mom, please take me. It was 3 hours north, so it wasn't a short trip, and she didn't like driving in Chicago traffic. But once I finally got old enough, got 16, I finally went, and I couldn't believe it. I was like I walked into a high school, like a softball stadium. But it was just, you know, Wrigley Field, man, it blew me away. And Mark Grace, Ryne Sandberg, all those guys, you know.
Yeah, well, you were heartbroken until 2016, and then you got it.
What's that?
You were heartbroken until 2016.
Oh yeah, no. When you're a Cub fan, you're signing a lease to everything's going to fall apart. Your sewer's going to go bad. The house is going to fall apart. But you get 1 year in 2016, and remember, like a lot of people don't remember, they were down 3-1 and it was over. Like, this was perfect Cubs falling apart and losing to a team called Cleveland.
And extra innings in Game 7 and a 5-minute rain delay and all that weird
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah. And that's why I'll forever love. Now I'm blanking on his name. He just left this year. Signed him from the Cardinals. I'm forgetting his name. Played right field, but he pulled the team in. That great story. Pulled the team in. And it's like, look, this isn't our destiny. Let's pull this together. That rain delay, that saved him.
That's pretty good. All right, before we let you go, Andy
Yeah.
Felder or Fielder. He is
Fielder.
a Chicago accountant. He steals $3 million from his boss and goes to LA and tries to start a new life.
Yeah, so this guy is just a, you know, you see these people out in the world and you just pray to God you're not one of them. He's just a peon. He just never stands up for himself. He's super, super soft, and he has a boss that's just a handsome guy who just abuses him, makes him work too late. And one day he just wakes up and he says, "I know where he keeps this money. This guy's crooked. I have everything on him. He has nothing on me." So it's just the fantasy I think that everybody's had. What if I did this? And that's what he does. He takes all the money. And then he goes on the run and has no plan, because that would be thinking ahead, and that's not what people do when you just react in the moment.
Right.
So he just does it, and yeah, a very bad guy comes after him, and we get out on the road. We go to LA. We have a lot of fun, a lot of jokes. There's a couple cops in this movie that remind me of some guys in Chicago that just had nothing good to say. And
Sure.
yeah, man, it's just a fun ride.
It's called Andy Somebody, and it's going to be video on demand on April 18th and starring our guest, Jeremy M. Evans. Jeremy, congratulations on that and also your next project, and let's catch up down the road.
Absolutely, Darren. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.